Schizophrenia may develop much earlier than previously thought. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mikhail Stachowiak, professor in the Department of Pathology and Anatomical Sciences at the University at Buffalo, discusses new findings that show the early stages of pregnancy as the starting point.
Schizophrenia is the most severe chronic mental illness, affecting nearly 2% of the world population. The first symptoms of schizophrenia may appear in childhood, followed by psychotic episodes, typically in adolescence. Currently, there is no cure. After centuries of patients suffering horrendous treatment, our findings now reveal that schizophrenia is a disorder of a faulty brain construction during the first trimester of pregnancy and is driven by a common dysregulated pathway. To reconstruct important stages of brain formation in the lab, we use induced pluripotent stem cells, which were reprogrammed from skin taken from 3 controls and 4 patients. We grew these cells into miniature cerebral organoids, which resembled the developing human brain early in pregnancy. We found that certain kinds of progenitor cells, which later become neurons, were abnormally distributed in the organoid cortex, and while maturing neurons were plentiful outside the cortex, they were rare in the cortex. We found that neurons that connect different cortical regions were misdirected, causing the schizophrenic cortex to work like a miswired computer. These cortical changes may lead to the major symptom of schizophrenia, disruptions in memory, attention, motivation, and cognition. We are now using organoids to investigate how to correct this abnormal cell growth in the brain. Our ultimate goal is to prevent schizophrenia from developing in the first place.
That was Mikhail Stachowiak of the University at Buffalo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.